tonight to be in the presence of God. It's awesome to be part of a network that reaches souls, touches the hearts of people. I believe that we are living in the greatest time of the body of Christ ever. We always speak what Joel prophesied, that in the last days God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And I believe that part of the outpouring of the Spirit will be a great harvest of souls. The greatest revival that can hit the nations of the world will be signs, wonders, and miracles, but it will be used to bring forth the greatest harvest of souls. And I just feel stirred up in my spirit. I need about 5 people that will agree with me that your children's children will be saved. Your loved ones, your family members shall be saved. Come on, your very people that you've been praying about, your family, you watching me at home right now, I declare in the name of Jesus that your family will be saved. Your children will be saved. God is about to do a stirring and a shaking in the hearts of people around the world. Come on, I declare this, that we have been called to shake the gates of hell, to populate heaven. And this is what this network is all about. I want to speak to 3 groups of people watching me tonight. The Holy Spirit is the greatest evangelist ever. And He's alive today, working in the hearts of people. And as people watching me, I feel so moved in my spirit. There's people here watching me tonight around the world, wherever you are. It's people that say, I'm giving up hope. There's no more hope for me. I want to tell you, there's one, and His name is Jesus Christ. And He's the Alpha, He's the Omega, He's the beginning, and He's the end. He's greater than famine, He's greater than disease, He's greater than problems and situations. He's the King of kings, and He is the Lord of lords, and He is the answer to all things. And tonight, I want to speak to 3 groups of people, even people that sit in this auditorium. There's 3 groups of people I want to touch tonight. There's people that's watching me, said, I've never given my life to Jesus. He said, I'm a sinner and I need the Lord. I've been everywhere. I've been searching around the world, going to places. There's a void in me that needs to be filled. Brother, that only void can be filled through Jesus Christ. He's the void. He's that emptiness that you need to be filled. It's only Jesus that can fill that. It's people watching me that says, I need to surrender to Jesus. There's something in me. Listen, I feel so stirred in my spirit. You know, when we speak about Jesus as the Lamb of God, He's not just the Lamb of God, but He's also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And tonight I want to declare this to you. The Holy Spirit is not just a dove. He's a fire that's fighting for souls tonight. And I want to tell you this, that I see this fire rising up around the world, the nations of the world. I prophesy this to every Arabic nation, to every Muslim country. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody give Him a shout of praise in this place. I want to speak to 3 groups of people. The first group is, Vessel, I've never given my life to the Lord. Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you say, I'm a sinner and I need Jesus. Second group of people that says, Vessel, I know the Lord, but I've backslidden and I've cold. My relationship with the Lord is cold. It's non-existent. I don't even worship and pray like I used to. You know, there's a fire that needs to be rekindled. And tonight is going to be that night where that fire will be ignited in you. Come on, let's make that out tonight. Even though your sins might be like scarlet, His precious blood will wipe it away and wash it white as snow. And the third group of people that says, Vessel, I want to make sure tonight that my life is right with the Lord. You see, life is not guaranteed. Tomorrow morning is not even guaranteed. Where will we spend eternity? You've got this opportunity right now. So I want you to go to your phone. I want you to punch and say, Vessel, you're speaking to me tonight. I'm the one that want to give my life to Jesus. I want to just quickly surrender everything to Him, every care. And I want to accept Him as my personal Lord and Savior. We want to know about you. We want to know that you've made this prayer with us. There's a second group of people that I'm speaking to that you know the Lord. You even grew up in a preacher's house, but you've run away and you're cold. And God is calling you back to His house. He's calling you back to your first love, to that passion, to that desire. If it's you, run to that phone and say, this is me, speaking to me, and I'm surrendering tonight. Even if you just say, I want to make sure that I'm right with the Lord. I want to ask everybody in this place, I want you to stand with me. Come on, just stand to your feet. And I want to do something. I want to ask each one of you to pray this prayer. And we're going to trust God tonight that the nations of the world shall be impacted with revival of souls, that souls will be touched. Souls will run to Jesus and say, Lord, I need a fresh touch. I need a fresh touch. You know, in the days that we are living in, I believe with all of my heart, the safest place is to run to Jesus. If you're watching me right now, run to that phone and say, Lord, I'm the one he's speaking to. I've been away. Maybe I'm one of those in the countries that needs to say, Jesus, yes, for the first time. I want to ask everybody in this place, come on, let's gather and pray this prayer together. Let's pray with the nations of the world. I want you at your home right now, just lift your hand, take your family's hands and just say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I'm lost without you. Lord, I cannot save myself. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, for my sickness. And I believe on the third day, you rose from the dead. I accept you publicly as my personal Lord and Savior. Cleanse me tonight. You make all things new. And write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you that I now belong to you. In Jesus' name. Come on, and the people of God said amen and amen. Come on, can you give Jesus a great shout for souls? I want you to call that number on your screen. Call the number on your screen and say, I have given my life. Tell them where you're watching from. We want to know where you're watching from. Come on, I want you to keep cheering, because the Bible says even if one comes to Jesus, heaven is rejoicing. Come on, somebody's mother is getting saved. Somebody's brother, somebody's child is getting saved. We want to know where you're calling from, where you're watching from. Say, yes, I said yes to Jesus. I received him as Lord and Savior of my life. Hallelujah. I want you just to take your seat just for 2 minutes. I don't want to be long. I'm going to be 2 minutes. I want to just quickly share something. May I? I want to come down there. I want to get some up close and personal with people. We're living in the greatest hour for the body of Christ. No, you haven't heard. I'm going to speak to people that wants to hear this. We are living in the greatest hour of the ever. We are living in the greatest hour where we will see the greatest outpour of the Spirit of God. Now, you better tell your neighbor that Joel chapter 2 says, in the last days, God shall pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, come on, I said your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. Your old man and woman will have dreams and visions and visitations. Come on, I can just see it. I pray in the name of Jesus that every eye will open up, that you'll see what I see. The days where we are planning what we're going to do next is long gone. The day is at hand where the body of Christ will move over. Please hear me. No more visitation rites. The body will enter inhabitation. We will no longer have visitation rites from the Spirit of God, but we will be in a place of habitation where there will be a continuous outpour of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to just say this, that it's not going to happen without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit now more than ever before. And I feel it in my spirit. This is what I believe that the Lord spoke to me about. There will come a longing for the Holy Spirit again. There will come a longing for the Spirit of God to move afresh again. Now, I was looking at a video of about 23 years ago in one of the churches here in South Africa where the Holy Spirit was just moving in a tremendous way. And it moved my heart. The old fashioned or the old gospel way, you know, where they just danced in the Spirit and the Spirit of God was just released. What I have seen here this week is just the beginning of what's going to happen. Did you hear me? This is how we will have church forever and forever. Now, I want to quickly share this. And I want you to take this prophetically. You're watching me right now. I declare this prophetically, that the breath of the living God is going to breathe tonight over every dead and dry bone. I command dry bones to come alive. I command every dead and dry situation make move in Jesus' name. For the news is coming. Fresh life is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. I love what the book of John says. The book of John speaks about when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. He came out of the Jordan. And John is the only gospel that declares it this way. He says that the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and remained on him. Now, I want to quickly
hear me just quickly. The Spirit of God came in the form of a dove and He remained on Jesus. This is the thing, is many people give their life to the Lord, get filled with the Holy Spirit, but that desire, that burn, starts to leave. There's three ways that the Spirit of God comes. John says, when the Spirit of truth comes, who the world do not know, but you know Him, for He will be with you and He will be within you. I've got great news for you. The Holy Spirit is with us. He's the one who leads us, who guides us. In this hour, He will be the one who leads us more powerfully. He's the one that's going to lead you to your Canaan. Is somebody listening in this place? He's the one who leads us, guides us, helps us, and then He says He will be within you. He's within us for sanctification. And then Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Why does the Holy Spirit come upon us? To become effective witnesses to the entire world. This is why we need to demonstrate the kingdom of God. I want to say this, somebody hear me. All of creation is longing for the manifestation of the sons of the living God. Creation is just waiting for the sons to demonstrate the power and the kingdom of God with all of His glory, come on, with all of His majesty. So John says that I saw the Holy Spirit descending in a form of a dove. If I think about the Holy Spirit, it's the only one instance where the Holy Spirit was introduced as a dove. Never in Scripture will you see about the Holy Spirit being introduced or spoken about as a dove again. You know, when you look at a dove, and a dove got nine feathers to his right wing and nine feathers to the left wing. And the nine feathers to the right wing represents the nine gifts of the Spirit, while the nine to the left represents the nine fruits of the Spirit. And the tail feather consists of five main feathers, which consist of the five offices, the apostle, oh, come on, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, the holy, come on, the dove is the only animal who has no gallbladder, which means there's no deceit found in him. A dove is an animal who mates for life. This is why the Holy Spirit needed to come in the form of a dove. He will be with us forever and forever. He will never... Hallelujah. And now I want to throw this in free of charge. Think about this. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Not another Spirit. It's the exact same one that raised His body from the dead. Come on. He's the same one that's alive in me. Come on, I'm getting somewhere right now. I just feel stirred. This is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. He says, go and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Hallelujah. Freely that's been given, freely must receive. Now, He says, this is the key. If you believe in my name, if you believe in the name of the Lord, you'll do the miracles, the signs and wonders. But Acts chapter 10, 38 says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, how much more should we as a church desire? Come on, you watching me right now. You need a fresh touch from the Spirit of God. He will bring dead things to life. He's the Spirit of creation. This is why creative miracles are happening wherever the Spirit of God is moving. So John says that He came and He descended in the form of a dove and He remained on Him. I want to just quickly ask you, watch me. If you think about a dove is a gentle animal, but you can scare him off very quickly, very quickly. If I see a dove walking here and I run towards him, he's going to fly off immediately. When you approach a dove, everything, the way you try to approach him is going to change. When a dove sits on your shoulder and you walk like this, he's going to fly off. Even if you run, it's going to fly off. So now, when a dove sits on your shoulder, your whole walk will have to change. Because now, you will have to take him in consideration. So as I walk through life, no longer do I do what I want to do, but I remember the dove. I keep him in mind, so my whole walk starts to change. The body of Christ, we're going to see the greatest move of God where we no longer succumb to our own flesh, to what we want to do. Somebody here. When we keep Him in mind, we'll see an outbreak of miracles, signs and wonders. I believe even tonight, there will be a great report of people getting healed. There's people watching me right now that the Lord is busy healing you. God is busy touching you. Every sickness and every disease is busy. I see a cancerous growth in a woman's breast that's falling out under my sound of my voice now in the name of Jesus. I see it as clear as day. I see how God is busy opening up blind eyes and deaf ears. You better run to the phone. You're going to feel the fire of God all on the inside of you, and you'll know that this is Jesus Christ healing you. I wanted you to lift your hand just very quickly and agree this with me. Every sickness and every disease, every deaf ear, every blind die, every cancer, in the name of Jesus, I command HIV/AIDS, you shall die to the root, in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the healing glory of God over the airwaves right now in America, the whole of Europe, England, South Africa, Africa, receive the power of God through your bodies in the name of Jesus. You know what I love about the Holy Spirit? He's the one that keeps us on fire. Somebody said to me the one day, you preach too much about the Holy Spirit. I said, I preach too little about the Holy Spirit. You see, when you preach about the Holy Spirit, He's the one who makes Jesus a reality. He's the one that makes our worship acceptable. Amen. When you preach about the Holy Spirit, He makes Jesus a reality to your life. This is when Jesus is being exalted, miracles happening. So when you speak about the Holy Spirit, Jesus said He's not here to speak about Himself. He's here to glorify Me. So every time when we speak about the Spirit of God, He pulls us back to the living Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you just to think about this tonight. Our God is so awesome, so marvelous, so beautiful. And I'm finishing with this, because I believe you're going to have to get ready now. This is an appetizer for what's coming. The Spirit of God is going to move in this house tonight and all across the airwaves. I want you to think about how big your God is. You're watching me. I want you to think about how big God is. The Bible says, it speaks about different kinds of angels in heaven. Just two that I want to quickly talk to you about. And there's a reason I say this. The seraphim, the Scripture says, are the protectors of the glory of God. 24 hours a day, they declare holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. The seraphims fly around His throne and declare to each other, holy, He's holy, He's holy, He's holy, He's holy. They don't sing this in Mecca. They sing this in the throne of glory. Holy, 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 holy. And the word holy, do you know what the word holy means? Everything that you can ascribe unto God, compressed into one word. Now hear me. If you say you are wonderful, you are merciful, you are glorious, you're compassionate, you are kind, you are beautiful, be honest, everything compressed into one word, it says holy. Every time when the angel says holy, they receive new revelation of who He is. But you didn't hear this. The Scripture says they cry out holy, holy, holy forever and forever. For all eternity, they get fresh revelation of who God is. Tonight, when you step into that revelation of who He is, you'll understand that the Spirit of truth is powerful. Acts chapter 2 says that they came together in one accord and they were praying. I believe this is what's going to happen tonight. As they were praying in one accord, the Scripture says there came a sound from heaven as like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. On each of them sat tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit is gentle. We understand the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit, but I promise you, you can mark my words, in the days that we are living in, we're going to see and experience Him as a mighty fire of God. The Spirit of God is not a dove that just covers. It's not just a wind or an atmosphere. He's an atmosphere changer. When He steps in, atmospheres shifts. Is somebody in this house? I declare this, as you call upon the name of the Lord tonight, atmospheres will shift. Those watching me right now, I declare every atmosphere in your home is shifting in the name of Jesus Christ. It shifts right now. I want you to quickly stand to your feet across this place. I want you to start to pray with me in tongues. Come on, your spirit language. Come on, lift it up. Come on, I want you to lift it up. You at home, just for the next 2 minutes or so, let's start to pray. Come on, just 2 minutes. You can do better than that. Lift it up. Mount Romesh, keep Romondromo. Come on, as you pray, He's going to stir you up. As you pray, you'll feel a stir in your heart, a fire of God coming back. Dip me in the perkleros of thy spirit. Dip me in the kerosene. Set me on fire. Let me burn. Let me burn. Let me burn again, Lord. Let us burn for you tonight. Come on, all of creation is eagerly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Come on, lift those voices. Come on, right across this place. Let all of heaven hear you. You will receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Samuel says that when the Spirit of God comes, He turns you into another man. He turns you into another man. Lord, I prophesy in the name of Jesus to the nations of the world. Have you said it before, Lord? I thank you, you'll meet the nations of the world with your power, with your glory. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that people will have a hunger and a desire for you. We don't want cake and tea. We want an outpour of the Spirit of God. We want the move of the Holy Ghost. We pray generations to come, Father, shall experience the tremendous outpour of your Spirit. Come on, I want you to get to that phone, call in and say, the Lord has touched me. We want to know what God has been doing for you. Come on, come on.
Say, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus.